It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, we're sorry, all right? We're sorry there was no podcast last week. All right. What? What's with the attitude?
Bear bunga.
Yeah, listen, these things happen, okay? Right? We're people, you know, at the end of the day.
What happened?
Apologies. We're all here together right now. Satch is to the right of me. Cage is to the left. And here I am.
Stuck in the middle with us.
Yeah. We all are. We're all a bit stuck last week. So what happened was, we actually did the podcast.
We did. And can I just say, it was a good one.
It was amazing. Probably the best one ever.
It was probably the best one.
I think it would have gone viral. I think it would have been the thing that changed podcasts forever.
Shall I quickly run through everything in the notes in 10 seconds?
No, it's over. That's it.
Get
over it.
Look at that. See, it's very different approaches. See, like now, like if like
just to give you a little tease,
Kedge is looking over his old yearbook in a way, reminiscing.
I threw it in the bin,
and you're like, I'm done, moved on. Record of achievement, don't need it.
Because I think they'll be quite interested to know some of the talking points.
No one cares.
There's stuff in here that I don't even remember.
Yeah.
No one cares.
They do care. Don't say it because that means no one cares about the podcast. You can't say no one cares. No one cares what we go on about.
No, they do care because I've got a lot of messages.
Just as a teaser, check this out. Kedge was going to tell you about the wedding of the year.
Wedding of the year.
Wow.
Not just any wedding.
Satch was going to tell you about fireworks moaners.
Fireworks moaners. Mew.
Tommy was going to tell you about body pump.
I did tell you about body pump, but you'll never know because Kedge messed up the recording.
Yeah.
We had some Umdabad app made by his cousin to record the podcast online.
Yeah.
And we recorded on that.
The app
is an internationally, worldwide, leading app. It automatically changed all our voices to Gujarati. And something just technically went wrong. We use that one online all the time. But it just was not audible.
By the way, have you seen?
We couldn't record another one.
But I still think it was Kedge's fault.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Because he's in charge at his end.
He's in charge of is his end to look at
and hear
monitoring.
It.
Yeah, but to hear it. Yeah.
And you should be able to hear in your headphones the output of what's going on.
And there's like a meter when you see it's bouncing.
It was fine.
And just so you know, right now, whenever we record this podcast and we're together, Satch has got his headphones on the whole time.
Yeah.
Monitoring the sound. Hang on, that's not right.
Yeah.
He's like a detective. Yeah. Something isn't right. I can hear a buzzing in the background.
There'll be
a fly 300 meters away, and Satch is like, he can hear it. Whereas Kedge is like, yeah, that'll do. Let's go.
That's what happened.
And the whole podcast was. Blah, blah, blah. No, I actually don't think it was Kedge's fault because we've done it before and it's been fine. But maybe that day you might have pressed something.
Hold a minute, whose microphone wasn't working?
My microphone worked for the first time. Thank you very much. My microphone is always playing up. I'm terrible at stuff.
We couldn't hear. Mate, it wasn't even that. He was too low and we were too high.
There you go. We couldn't even hear you.
No, but it was all of our fault.
Yeah, but you should have been able to hear it. Anyway, all of that happened. And we obviously recorded on a Tuesday and then we were all busy on the Wednesday.
We did it on the Monday last week.
Oh, right. Oh, well, we were busy on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. And then Thursday was just rolling around and nobody was able to get together. So apologies.
And do you know what? We missed it. Everyone. Don't message me and say we want 2 weeks this week because that ain't going to happen.
Oh.
Bare people said that. They were like, oh yeah, double one next week.
Oh, double whammy.
Yeah.
I was like, no, brother, don't want that.
Yeah. You can't, just because you didn't have cake 1 week, it doesn't warrant having two slices the next day.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. Just go back to normal, all right?
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. But thank you for...
No, what? I'm going to cut it short this week. I'm going to have a shorter one.
Oh.
There you go. You're not disciplined. You're not kids.
pretty sure like someone's career at the BBC.
But we are, are you dropping in BBC references already?
Oh, sorry.
Wait, I would just want to say thank you to Kunchins, where we are right now. We just had our lovely dinner of spicy paneer and dal makhani. It was so a spicy chicken, garlic naan, buttered naan, and it was delicious. But Peter, who owns the place, Peter goes, as soon as we walked in, he went, "So what was the issue last week? Was it?" He goes, "It's because you're not recording at my restaurant. When you record at my restaurant, everything's fine."
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Pete. That was a lesson that we learned. But thank you, Kunchins in Gants Hill. He was gutted. I got a load of messages as well saying they were gutted as well. But yeah, when something's missing, something's not quite right. It reminds me of... a bit of being missed from the radio, which links us nicely to all the drama that's going on at the BBC. And can I just say, we were debating whether to debate this before the podcast.
Whether we need to acknowledge it.
Because, surprise, surprise, one of us went, who cares? Who do you reckon that was? Who do you reckon that was, everyone? That's right. It was Satch. Satch, you saying, no, we don't need to talk about what's going on at the BBC. I said it's the biggest story on the planet right now.
It is. Donald Trump. Is it really?
Yeah,
it is.
Donald Trump's involved.
Because Donald Trump's involved, it's big.
That's it. It's the... And I think we've got something to say because we all know Tim Davey.
We all do.
Who is he?
He's the head. He was the main man at the BBC.
Who came to shut us down?
He did. So, okay, let's go there. You've opened it up to the first. Before we go into the story.
The words of Skepta.
Yeah, he did.
So, shut down.
So this was, I love talking about this because I want people to know about what this industry's like. And we've been there, right? Yeah. But in a fun way, because it's funny now thinking back to it. So we're all at the Asian Network. It's all rolling along. There's about 900 people that work at the Asian Network, right? No.
It was 170.
No, it wasn't. I thought it was because they got rid of 45 people.
No, we went half.
Yeah, so it went from 90 to 45. It went from 90 to about 45 people, which is still a lot of people for a radio station compared to Sunrises and Likers
90,
and all
you're
that.
Right. Yeah, it was about 90 to 100. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right, yeah. So basically, they got rid of stuff, but then
45 of them were a waste of time.
No. Okay. Ooh. Wait. That is a whole other question. I don't think that's true because I remember
60.
We were all called into like an all staff meeting.
Yeah.
Right. And
you were in London, I think.
I was, right?
Yeah, and we got squashed into the little room in Leicester.
And we were in a room in London and we were all linked up via these screens in the room.
What room were you in?
Oh, I can't remember. It was a meeting room. But I remember being there in that room. I might have been in Birmingham, because because what they said, first of all, I remember I might be getting my BBC kind of all-staff meeting conversations mixed up. But first of all, what they did was they said, we're gonna get rid of people and we're going to get rid of people based on... Last one in is the first one out.
First one out.
And
that was you.
No. Well, no. This is staff. Everyone's got to know this. Staff are treated differently to presenters.
Talent.
Yeah. Talent, that's what they call it. Yeah, yeah, right? They're different to talent. Because they
talent?
Say, talent have like...
If you were to call it that.
We're like freelance contracts, but staff are staff. We could get staff contracts, but sometimes you were freelance though for a bit.
I was staff a bit and I hated it.
Yeah, so you left and then they brought you back... Just to have you on the show, have you in part of it, freelance.
I left just to get you sacked, and then came back.
He did a Charlie Sheen. By the way, Charlie Sheen did that. He was like, "Nah, I've had enough." And they were like, "All right, we'll give you $1 million an episode." Nah, I don't want it. $1.5 million. Nah, I don't want it. In the end, I'm getting $2 million an episode. That's what Satch was on.
That's what Satch was on. Yeah.
2 million samosa an episode. Yeah. They called us and they went. And I remember I said, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I said...
You're the one of the only I put back,
right?
ones
I went, that doesn't seem right to up. let people go because they were the last ones in. Mm. Mm. We're all here now. We're all a family.
Tommy,
I remember. Because I said... I said,
no, you gave an example.
I said, surely it's about having the best people doing the job. If you're going to streamline, don't just go with the ones that have been here forever. I said, just because they were here, and this is the phrase I use, which caused some people to get upset.
All the old school lot, the old guard didn't like it.
They didn't like this phrase. Because I said, just because people were here when contracts were being given out willy-nilly. And then I remember hearing the room go, willy-nilly?
Yeah. Because everyone who was going willy-nilly was basically...
Didn't deserve to get a lot of willies.
And then nillies as well.
But what I meant, I mean, that's more of an East London phrase, but it was more to say like, just because you're lucky that you're that generation.
Yeah.
But let's go with it. And actually, we had some young people on the show that were doing great things, video, all the kind of online stuff, really moving the radio station on. So I'm like, that can't be right. Mm. So anyway, that was that. But then there was another meeting. I think it was another one, a separate one.
It was the same meeting.
Same one when Tim Davey was there. And he came. Well, I can't remember exactly. I know what one of the phrases that he said when he walked in.
Basically, he kind of went, in short, he just went, whether you like it or not, we're shutting you down.
What, no, do you remember the phrase?
Go on.
The actual phrase he said is, he came in and he went, guys, the game's up.
Yeah, that's it. The game's up.
And everyone looked at him and went, game? This is our
world. Guys, this is a load of shit.
Yeah.
basically, that was it, Sam.
No, but it wasn't. He
guys, this is bollocks. No, what are we doing?
That was it.
It wasn't a cuss on the Asian network. It was more like, somebody's got to go. You're going.
Yeah.
And
you lot are shit.
Game's over.
But he did imply that we were rubbish.
Dwindling and all that.
I'm with him.
So what year was that?
2012.
I wasn't there then.
2012, 2011, 2012. 2012, yeah. Actually, I'm going to go.
Right. And I think, I remember I've met him as well. When I got let go as well, we had a meet and a chat because I said to him that was wrong. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we spoke about it. And he spoke about the commercial world, and he spoke about, because he used to work at either Pepsi or Coke. He was like one of the big honchos there. And I remember him telling the story. He goes, Tommy, radio is something that we all fall in love with. He's a politician. These people are politicians,
fully,
bro. They are smooth as anything. And he's very clever. And I tell you what, he's also quite dynamic, which I find it funny that someone like him was running the BBC. But the whole thing was, he's the commercial man. He's going to take the BBC from being public service funding into commercial world, because he was Mr. Coca-Cola or Pepsi or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, oh, you know where I fell in love with radio, Tommy? He goes, I was in Cannes, south of France. Oh. And he goes, and I was on a yacht. He goes, I was on a yacht with Coca-Cola, whatever, right?
Yeah.
He goes, and I was walking along. He goes, and on the back of another yacht, I saw a big crowd of people, and they were all huddled around Chris Tarrant doing a live breakfast show from the back of a yacht.
Yeah.
He goes, and I thought, wow, radio is exciting. So that's why I've come to shut your show down. Because that was proper radio, not you though, Sandy.
No,
but he was doing, and I remember him saying, like, oh, you know, basically, these things happen. When you get big, you can get sacked.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's kind of the way it is. And now it's a test of my resilience and all that, right? And it's funny because now he's being sacked stepped down because of an editorial decision. Yeah. He had nothing to do with that.
No.
Bruv, he's sitting up there. He's dealing with politicians and MPs and talking about the future of the BBC and funding and all that. He's got to go.
But it's interesting how he has decided to leave.
Because that
means he's fine. He will get another job.
No, it's not that. Also, they keep your pension. I think you can keep all the...
Yeah.
And you can leave under a sort of a package.
Yeah.
That's why, if you remember, I'm sorry to compare, but they said to me, step down. I said, no.
Yeah,
I haven't done anything.
Yeah,
and they went, if you don't step down, we're gonna let you go. So when you have to find some reason to let me go, and they found rubbish weak reasons, but that's what they do. So they kind of, and they think they're helping you out. I tell you what, if you step down, you go. But him on a political level, he's gonna go. Okay, like when the whole Russell Brand thing happened, it was a producer that had to step down, or the head of radio, whatever it was, because
the producer responsible. Got done.
It's weird. I'm surely there's a football analogy where if the team aren't performing, it must be managers. When it's not been the manager, the team, all the time.
It's always the manager who gets sacked, because you can't get rid of 11 people.
But I mean, you know, £1 billion, a lot of money, isn't it?
Oh, with Trump now. Okay, so the whole thing was that they re-edited a clip.
I saw the edited version of it as well, and the real one.
Isn't it funny though that Trump goes, if you don't apologize, but Murphy, yeah, I want to hear Murphy, right? $1 billion. It's a bit Austin Powers, $1 billion. It's a bit like that.
So he's just picked a number.
He just picked like the biggest number he could.
Good man.
But
why not?
And they read out the letter that he'd written. He's like, you know, like he'll have no other option. And then Nigel Farage is on the radio and he said, I spoke to Trump.
Yeah.
And Trump goes, you lot are supposed to be my allies.
Yeah.
What your BBC are doing this.
Yeah.
And actually, I've had a load of messages this week from people saying, see, look, this is that organization. Aren't you glad you're out? Aren't you glad? You know, there you go. Look at how corrupt you look. But can I be honest? This is so bad. And you're going to be the first one to kill me for this. I feel sorry for the police.
What?
I do.
Why?
Because it shouldn't be this way. Not the BBC.
Oh, shut up.
No, bro. What it represents.
Not anymore, Tommy.
No, exactly. No, but that's what I mean. Not anymore.
No, the BBC. You're talking about...
I'm annoyed because I'm paying for this shit.
Right. But I'm talking about the BBC.
We're all paying for this shit. And this is what's happening.
1990s BBC was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a different era.
Yeah, but it's different. Tommy,
but that's what I mean. It shouldn't be this way.
It is this way, though.
But I wish it was. So that's why I feel sorry for... It's like... Oh, this is a really bad example. It's like when Maradona is doing drugs and going downhill. You're like, no, you're Maradona.
Yeah, but that's what Maradona was doing.
The game's up.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's just
leave
that's
it. Tim Davey line.
Yeah.
Like, that's the name of the podcast.
Let's just leave it.
You
at
just
that.
Named the podcast.
I'll tell you, the game is up for that. And you know, you mentioned £1 billion, and it looks like there's £1 billion being invested at the moment in what is being, I just think, a massive leap in technology. And this is all these robots are being. Have you guys been across what Tesla announced and Elon Musk with his meeting?
He's another guy I've stopped following as well.
I'm torn.
I can't handle this guy. At one point, it was on my Twitter feed all the time. I didn't even follow the guy.
But it's his feed.
Yeah,
but just, I don't follow you. So
but that's like saying, I'm in McDonald's and all I see is Big Macs. You're in McDonald's.
It don't work like that though, does it?
Yes, it does. It's his shop.
That's a product. You don't have to be in your shop all the time.
he can when it's your product.
Yeah, but that's just the way he is.
Automatically getting his. Yeah, but I'm torn between him because I hear, oh, he's on a mad agenda and he's using Twitter to destroy the world.
What he says about the UK is not very nice.
No, and it causes problems.
Yeah, it causes problems. And the person in his position should not be doing shit like that.
But I test drove a Tesla. This week.
What did you think?
They are flipping beautiful.
Yeah, of
the
course.
The Y Series for all-wheel drive is like...
Is that one of the doors open up like...
Is it like a cat?
Not a Goldwing door, isn't it? Yeah, it just...
Like a cat?
Just kind of just takes off. Yeah. It just takes
off. Is that your first...
Electric experience. That,
mate, every electric car.
It's like getting in a helicopter. Yeah. You just feel like it just flies. So I love what he's doing with the cars. I will say that.
Wait until a few weeks and see what happens with the old taxing for the old electric cars.
Oh, why? What?
Just wait in the news.
Is that your little...
It's happening. People are talking about it.
But this has been going for a while. It was supposed to happen last Christmas. They're going to start taxing people with electric cars and stuff like that.
The
congestion charge will be applied as well to them. But anyway, let's just see.
So from the cars though, he's now
so he's got this new Tesla coming out.
I hope you ain't put no money down for it, Tommy. Yet
no.
Yeah. Wait.
So it's actually deadly serious.
So he's got his gold Tesla coming out, and you know it's this taxi one as well with no driver. So there's that. He's launching a few things.
Gold.
It's like a gold color. It looks quite slick.
Really?
Yeah. It looks quite nice, actually. And then he's got this
Tesla.
Gold one. And then he's got this robot coming out, which is
Tesla.
We've seen this Tesla robot now in a few iterations of it, but this one that he put out on the stage is probably, I would say, the most smoothest and the most slickest one because it just like they show it dancing. And he was moving like a human. Really? And he's basically saying that he's going to be making about 10 million by the end of within 5 years.
Of these robots?
Yeah. Because he said everyone is going to want one of these things. He goes, forget phones now. He goes, everyone's going to want this assistant. So I think he's aiming to make a million by next year, 10 by the end of five. And then he said 100 million within about 10 years.
Wow.
He goes, there's going to be so many of these and everyone's going to want one of these things. And it's just going to make everyone's life easier. So it just looked incredible the way it walked, the way it moved. It's got so much better than what it was when we first saw the white ones. And this was, again, I mentioned last week on the podcast, which you wouldn't have known about the robot, which was called the Neo one. So they went in slightly early.
Yeah.
And that one was just a 5'6" robot. It doesn't look like Star Wars-y as the Tesla one. It looks like a very cuddly, friendly
one. He actually said that in the press conference thing. Yeah. He said, he goes, it's like having your own CP3O
or R2D2. Yeah, R2D2, yeah. That's it.
And this is the mad thing. He goes, no more illness.
Yeah,
I don't get. So, is it like doing what Big Hero 6 does, where it can effectively just monitor you the time?
Yeah, because
so it's like your
there.
Own GP.
We're almost there. We're almost there with the Apple Watches or the Samsung Watches.
I think that's a bit too much control, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but Sach, you know what? Like people are saying this, and it's like we're there. We are there.
No,
so
but
this
much control. I still think sometimes when you like. Prime example, you read something online, yeah?
Yeah.
You still got to use your brain a bit to decide whether you agree with that or not. I can't just be given that information and say, that's gospel.
We
that's
are
it.
Using our brain
it.
Less and less.
I know, but that's a bit of a problem, isn't it? Now, for something that's a robot to come by and tell you that's it, that and absolutely that is it, you've got to use your brain a bit, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Are you the servant to the robot then? Or is the robot a servant?
Do you know what I mean?
If you're you're the kind of...
Are we already a servant to the AI?
Look at, for example, our parents on YouTube. They take everything like that. That's real life.
What's that?
And I'm like, well, then that's not real, is it? Like, you know, sometimes you've got to read. Like, when they tell you stuff, you're like, well, where did you read that?
Yeah.
Like,
get into it.
But that Venetian boat that I sent you in Gujarat was real, bruv. That hotel.
We know that's real.
Please tell me you've seen this at home as well. it is, honestly, it looks like the Venetian Hotel in Vegas.
No, it's not a hotel. Yeah. We say shopping
it's
center.
It's a shopping mall.
Yeah, but it looks like the Venetian Hotel, which has got those rivers. Oh, it looks like Venice.
English rock.
They got that in Qatar. They've got one like that. I've been on a boat.
Would they?
In the shopping center.
Really?
Yeah, in Qatar.
I bet that would be amazing.
It's called Villaggio.
No, but this looked amazing.
Yes, it did.
It did look amazing. We don't know, but it looked amazing.
Do you think people over there call it Venice or do they call it Venice?
Venice.
Venich.
Venici.
Venici.
Yeah.
Venici. I would love for it to be called Venici. That's great. Is that a little Venici?
So the robots are coming. So the robots are coming. And then can I just tell you about this other one that in China as well? So they released one as well, which is this robot looks so. Then this is all in white. Look, I can show you what it looks like, right? This one's got like all
it's got
the.
Mummy.
Yeah, it's got curves and everything, right? And this
got a big
one.
Package, mate. Down this, below.
It's got mummy and it's got a bulge down below.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's so, a bit weird.
But it's universal.
When the CEO revealed this robot, and I'm going to send you the video later, but when he revealed this one, basically, it was so realistic. Yeah. Everyone said, that's a human in there.
Yeah.
Because the way its legs moves. So the CEO had to
cut
his legs open to show that there was a robot inside it.
Wow.
Because it looked so real. So I'm just saying that this is where the world is going at the moment. It's a little bit scary.
It's all well and good having that. And I think, great, you know, some people might need a helper like around the house and like, you know, I get that. But if that thing constantly gives you information...
Mm.
Then, you know, where does it...
No, like, but bro, how's that different from your phone right now?
Yeah,
your phone, but still, whatever you read on your phone, you still have to use your brain. Be like, I'm not sure about that.
But then you can still go, hey, robot, what...
No, but that's even worse because that's like a person telling you.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, robot. What about that?
But that's a discussion.
There's people that were actually, they've been saying this week, there's youngsters mainly that you've been using ChatGPT to talk to. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm feeling a bit lonely.
No, but that's available on Snapchat a long time ago. Mm. Wow. Like kids are doing it already.
Yeah. Wow. I'm saying,
there's a lot of kids who got Snapchat AI friend.
I would just want the robot to put my socks on.
I'll speak to my ChatGPT.
I would want things like that.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Everyone does it.
No, but that's because I'm asking it. It's just easier to talk to it and it talks back to you.
Exactly.
It's better to, it just does things quicker for you.
And if you've got a thought and you just want to say it,
why bother going to Google something when you can, this will do the Googling for you.
Yeah, just open it and bang.
Can I go off a little tangent here? I asked ChatGPT to help me out on Logan's homework.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I'm going to throw this question your way now.
Let's do it.
It's maths today.
Yeah.
And I flipping hate it. Look, he is 8 and he goes, I got maths.
Wow, you're stuck on an 8-year-old homework.
Bro.
Wow. This is okay.
And then wait till I give you this.
Go on, give me the question.
This is it, right?
I've got my pen and paper ready.
So here it is because I took a snapshot of it because then I put it into ChatGPT and I was like, what is the answers?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, and bear in mind, it was the umbrella of this little subject was just maths. It wasn't anything other than nothing specific. It's not like any kind of certain equations or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, it says here, which statement does not match the calculation shown below? So you've got a calculation, numbers, right? And then underneath it, you got three statements.
Yeah.
Which one doesn't match? And the calculation says, so which statement does not match calculation below? 12 times 1 equals 12.
12 times 1 equals 12 is the calculation.
Yep.
Yep.
And then underneath it says A, 12 animals in one room. B, one drawer with 12 scarves in it.
Yeah.
C, 12 children who all have one friend. So 12 times 1 equals 12. Which of those statements matches that?
Does not match.
Does not match.
What was the first one again?
A, 12 animals in one room.
That was easy. C, how have you not got that?
I'd say C.
One drawer with 12 scarves in it.
Yeah.
Or 12 children who all...
Have one friend.
Have one friend.
Yeah, no, so it's not C, is it?
It's not C.
It's not C.
No.
So which one is it not? But then I'm like, okay, 12 times 1 equals 12. So if it was 12 animals in one room, that's 12 animals times... One room.
Yeah, 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's one drawer with 12 scarves, it's one drawer.
I think that 12.
So it's 12. It's still,
so
right?
the answer is C.
12 children who all have one friend.
Yeah.
So because it's, and I'm
going to. 24.
Yeah, that's 24.
It's not 24.
Yeah, because if there's 12 children who all got one friend.
Yeah, it's 24.
Keep this guy away from AI.
No, but I don't think that's what it was. I don't think the question was about.
Of course, read the statement, bruv. Which statement does not match the calculation shown below? C.
He's at a Western.
Yeah, he fully has.
Right, okay, read that one. There was two. There was only two, right? I want to just get to the bottom.
Okay, so listen.
But I think it was about grouping. I think the mass question was about what translates to this.
Which statement does not match the calculations shown below, right? So same again, Saj. 1 times 16 is 16.
Okay.
Right, and here are the statements.
Yeah.
16 coins in one purse, 16 people who all have one pet, one book with... What's that saying? Oh, one book with 16 pages in it.
So 1 times 16 equals 16. Those
B.
Three...
Yes, B. Yeah.
It's B.
16 people who have one... 16 people who all have one pet.
Which is 16 times 16.
Yeah. 16.
No, 16 plus 16. 16. 32.
No, that's not right. But you've got to make it... Oh, you mean that is 32?
Yeah.
So the others are still...
Yeah. 16.
Oh, do you know what? I didn't even do the maths. I thought it was more like... I thought it was like this sum.
Tell me, what
this this sum put into words. I didn't work out a sum.
I don't think you understood the question.
Yeah, absolutely I didn't. But bro, I'm 48 years old. What's wrong? What's going wrong
you
now?
Didn't read the question correctly.
Yeah, I don't think you read the question.
You didn't read the question.
That's what I tell them off for. I said, you got to read the question.
What do you expect? Like father, like son, innit? No, he ain't got a hope.
Okay, so you calculate it. 16 coins.
Well, so you don't calculate, but I mean it's
brother, it's
obvious,
simple.
It? No, it's not. It's
bestie, full bestie, complete. He's done it to himself. He's still confused. He's still reading it.
One book. So is it only B?
We'll discuss later.
Is it only B that's not? The other two are.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's what ChatGPT said.
The ChatGPT has confused you.
Yeah, we'll have some masala chai. Yes, please. Good timing. I think I need it.
Oh, my God. Tommy, oh anyway, moving on. My God,
he's
Tommy.
He's had a shocker, mate.
He's had an absolute
have I really?
Shocker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God,
yeah,
I didn't realise I was that thick.
Right, well, can I just go back? I want to talk about a celebrity throwback. And I sort of said that out that I met.
And a then school you went, throwback, too.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe Tommy got
someone put him, give him his sats. He needs to do some 11 plus or some shit.
Isn't he? But shall I tell you who I met?
How old's Logan?
8. Going to be 9.
Sat. He's not even doing his sats yet.
No. This is like baby
preset. Mass.
Yeah.
I think you got confused with chat.
Hello, we want preset. We want preset. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this goes to show that anyone can be a dad these days.
Right. Well, anyway, I met a celebrity throwback and I thought, oh my God, it brought back so much like great memories for me. You know who I met last week?
Oh, go on.
TV show.
Yeah. A host of a TV show.
Yeah, host, a main character.
Oh, actor.
Yeah, but he
male.
Was, yeah, yeah.
Male and actor.
90s, massive. He had a co-pres or like a co-actress. Both of them. You wanted them both to get it on during the series, but they never did. Or you thought, oh, did they get together? But they never did because they had other things to investigate.
What? Bruce Willis?
No.
In Moonlight.
The show used to come on, I think, every day or during the week at about 6 o'clock, 5:30 p.m. No, but I was at 6:30 p.m.
You wanted them to get it on?
You wanted them to get it on.
Starsky and Hutch?
No. Starsky and Hutch. This guy.
I don't know.
Her name was Scully.
Oh!
X-Files. Mulder.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know there was that beginning.
I think I saw that.
David Duchovny.
Yeah. Oh, you met him?
I met David Duchovny. I was like, oh my God, yeah, what a legend. I kind of just wanted to
know. Must be a bit old now, though.
He looks great. He looks great.
I saw him on the show the other day.
Yeah, he's got a new show, a film out, Malice or something like that. Mate, he's
Malish.
Malish. Like his body, he's like opening scene, naked, bum out and everything. He's
having
a Malish.
He's looking good, yeah?
He's looking very good.
Front and back.
Front, back, crack, everything. but he was, I thought, you know
I
what?
I hope he's listening, David.
David,
you hear
that?
Kedge approves.
You know what? I think all Asians were into the X-Files.
Yeah, I definitely went for a phase where I used to watch it all the time. Yeah.
My dad used to watch it. I thought it was a load of shit.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was great.
It was good.
Because we didn't have Google.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have Google, Saj.
Or ChatGPT.
Yeah, or you had to rely on what they were saying.
No,
so when he said...
I didn't get it.
What do you mean?
No, it was just shit.
It was about alien discovery and all of this.
Oh, get over it, mate.
It was great.
Yeah, but and also that it had this like longer running themes.
I know why you like
it.
You like pyramids and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I love that. Anything conspiracy, bruv.
It was a good show, but I was quite happy I met him.
Okay, I met someone. It's a bit more niche than that.
Oh, go on.
Okay, I met somebody today in the gym.
Yeah.
Who
a throwback?
Throwback
celebrity.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think I'll tell you why celebrity. Because he's been on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Oh, I'm pretty sure he was on that.
Dean Gaffney.
No. This one is more musical, but not a singer as such.
Oh, so what could they be? Not from E17.
No, you're not a million miles away in that kind of realm. But no, but not boy band. Okay. Solo artist.
Rick Astley.
No, not a singer.
Oh, not a singer.
Yeah, not a singer. So what would they be if they're in East London?
Rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, Dubs. What's the name? Dappy?
No, not Dappy. Somebody else. But he did a song with Dappy. He did a song with N-Dubs.
Oh. He's a guy.
I don't understand why you're number one.
Oh, him.
Who is it?
I don't know.
N-Dubs.
Taylor Cruz? No.
You got the T in your head. T. Yeah, he's very small. So what is he?
Tie and jumper.
No, he's even...
Tinchy.
Yes.
Tinchy.
Tinchy Strider.
Oh my God, Tinchy Strider.
Yes, the MC
rapper. He was
very
cool.
There you go.
What's he doing now?
He's working out in the gym, taking his clothes off. Yeah, of course he did.
Strides. What's he doing now?
I went, strides. That's what strides. That's the first thing that came to my head. And he goes, what are you saying, bro? I went, strides? And he went, nah, bruv, I just look like him. and I went, all right. I said, hey, dude. I said, good. He goes, yeah, he's got two kids. He's got a gig this weekend. So he's coming for the sauna steam room.
He's still
gigging, still out there. Tinchy Strider.
Yeah. I remember I DJed at something when I was at uni with him.
Yeah.
That long ago.
And he still looks about 16.
What was his biggest tune?
That number one. No. I thought it was.
I can't think of it.
No. Actually, come on.
I can't. He was big then, but I can't think of any songs.
Yeah, I can't think of any songs. Oh my God, I might have to go and...
he did stuff with Chipmunk and all that kind of stuff. But there you go. Chip. MC, UK MC rapper.
That reminded me of Wretch 3-2. Do you remember him? He was good as well.
Yeah,
He's still making music though.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you met anyone, Satch? We've got two throwbacks.
Not really meeting anyone, but I have come across something that I've been watching on TikTok.
From a throwback.
And this guy is humongous. And I can't believe I've only just come across his TikTok page. And that is Michael Barrymore.
Oh,
that's so funny.
What a
legend. You never watched Michael Barrymore?
No, of course I know. Like, Lucky, like, you know.
But also the one where he talks to the kids and their parents are there.
Oh, yeah.
That was always brilliant.
He was like, that guy in the 90s was like a household name. Like, everyone knew
him. I think. And
Noel Edmonds.
Indians loved him.
Yeah. All Asians. Yeah. All Asians loved him. All Asians loved Michael Barrymore.
You know why?
My granddad loved
him. Yeah, my mum loved him.
Because
well.
He was physical humour. So it was very expressionate. You know, like, ooh. Silly legs kind of running. Running up and down the stairs.
Top in the bottom.
Mr. Beanie.
Maybe. You
know, kind of go-go gadget arms.
I want to actually hang out on Chiswick High Street just to see him. Because he's always filming.
If you haven't seen him on TikTok, and I've only recently got... Do you know what?
I've only just seen him.
I only go onto TikTok now and again. So if I post something on my Instagram, I try and post it on my TikTok. I still haven't got the... Because I don't know how to use it. And he just came up one day, and now I go on it every day to see his videos.
Wow.
I think
so. What are the little clips of his shows from back in the day?
No. It's just him now, today in real life.
He actually TikToks now. He does the trends.
He's got 4 million followers.
Yeah. And he's always on drugs. And he's going to get munchies. He's honestly so good.
He's so funny. And to see, like, you know, he goes out and then all these young people, some of them don't know him. And he goes, oh, yeah, goes around and says, hi, I'm Alan. Like, nice to meet you. He's wearing his Meta glasses, Tommy. And everything's through his eyes, basically. Yeah. You can see everything that he's doing.
Oh, by the way, I tried on a pair of Meta glasses because I'm interested.
And?
They're pretty funky, you know.
What did you get it to do?
It just films all the time.
That's weird.
That is weird. Would you want that 4K?
I don't know, but I just like the frame.
Then get normal frame.
I know, but it's a nice frame.
No,
but
you want to be.
But I just thought, you know me and gadgets. I just thought, I wonder what it really does.
Thank you.
Because I don't really care. I'm not one for really filming, you know, all my life or anything like that. But just imagine if you did something like the marathon or something, and you had
for that. But if you're walking around town like every day filming people, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Well, I
constantly
think it's
on. You know, you know what? We're probably not far away right now with people just whipping their phones out all the time.
Yeah.
But his TikTok is hilarious.
Yeah.
TikTok
is great. I still really like the old, just the old clip. When there's a kid that kind of go, yeah, sometimes mummy and daddy go to the bedroom and I can hear the
bed
squeaking.
That's a really funny clip. That's
and
a really
all those
funny
kind of
clip.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, man, yeah, like things like that I think are brilliant. But so he does those clips as well as naughty, naughty stuff as well.
What do you mean? What do
you
mean?
Like doing, you said doing drugs and stuff.
No, as in you can't see him do it, but he's always like, oh, you know, I'm high as a kite and I've got the munchies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
And he goes out and literally goes into a shop like one of these, you know, the shop you just went into, Tommy.
Yeah.
He'd go there with a basket and literally just buy munchies. Like he's probably spent about 50, 60 quid in like a munchies one.
Lovely.
And he does it every day, if not twice a day.
I'll join him for that.
Which reminded me of a question that I saw on Instagram, and someone just posted and they said, What did you have in 1991?
Michael Barrymore.
Don't have in 2025.
Yeah, clearly.
No, you got Barrymore in 2025.
You have, yeah.
But he's what a brilliant himself. Question.
What do you say? Say the question.
So what did you have in 1991, but you don't have in 2025?
Okay, hair?
Hair?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, how old were you, lot?
I
was 11.
I was 15.
I was 3.
Wow.
15, 11, and 3. Just picture.
4.
Like, yeah, teenage Tommy,
I could actually make that picture on AI, and that would look quite funny.
There you go. In 1991, this is what it was like.
I was doing my 11 plus exams.
Wow. So, man, I was...
With questions like that, did you pass?
Yeah.
Well, I did. He wouldn't have.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, clearly
he
not.
Was 15 and still seeing them. Yeah.
He was trying to... He was supposed to be doing O-level then, but...
I was in your class, actually. That's when I at nursery. That's when we first met.
But yeah, God,
I was like Bart Simpson.
What did you have? Come on, Satch. What did you have? 3.
Something like a toy. Like
it could be anything. It's something that you had, something like experience,
15,
and you don't have it in 2025.
Yeah, okay. So I got into.
But I can't remember what I was doing at 3.
Yeah, but for me, the DJing thing started at 16. So it wasn't record. I tell you what, roller skates.
But you still have them in 2025.
Oh, you mean you like don't
they,
have?
They don't.
Oh,
yeah,
it's even
yeah.
that I don't
no,
have.
No, no,
that, oh
something
man,
that, something that you had in 1991, but you don't have in 2025 anymore. Like it doesn't exist.
Oh, fun, proper fun, piss taking. That's what we had in 91, where you could rip it out of someone in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Your cousins mainly. You're close. The nearest thing to you. You would call them every offensive word under the sun.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
And then next day we'd do it all again.
Yeah. And that was fine.
Someone would do it to you. Yeah. Man, the 90s, there's no denying it. Oh, God, okay, I'm having to think now. So not okay.
15. What did you have at 15?
Toys?
Some sort of toys or something you're obsessed with? Bike?
Nah, what have they sort of taken away over the time? Mountain bike was there. But you can still get that now.
I'll tell you what we had in 1991 that we used to...
Indian passport.
I never had a passport.
Ingrowing hairs.
But I had those... Do you remember those handheld games that you would open up? You would open them up like a Mario. I think you used to get Donkey Kong.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But I had this white coloured one, which was called
Wonky Kong.
No. I got it from Dubai. It was something Western.
It was Chandani Jonky Kong.
It was called something Western. And the thing was, the one when you get them from Dubai back then, because the ones in the UK only had buttons on it. Do you remember the buttons? They were like that rubbery
up and
ones.
Down.
But so you would have the Donkey Kong up and down, left, right, cross, and then you'd have two soft buttons. But in the ones I got from Dubai,
A and B,
they would have this flip that would flip open. And I remember my brother had one, which was like, you know, like a clay pigeon shooter.
Yeah.
So to point the gun, you wouldn't have a cross. You would have like a
joystick.
Knob.
Joystick.
They could just roll, like rotate.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
11 years old, you discovered your knob that you could rotate.
Knob fiddling.
Oh my God. I took that into school on the playground. They were like, Kedge, where did you get these games from? Because everyone had the
Donkey Kong. Flat keypad.
It was a Donkey Kong climbing up the thing with the barrels rolling down.
Yeah. You should jump him with that, tie it up.
What else was it? I think that was
it. He had that game and his Versace shirt on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Picture it, people.
I tell you what, it was, and I thought, God, I thought I was the Don because I had that game and everyone wanted to play it and there used to be a queue. So every lunchtime, there'd be a queue of people wanting to play it. And you'd have to wait your turn and I would be, you know, the guy who'd have to obviously...
Lining up to punch you, Kedge.
See, if that was in South London, Kedge, you'd have been robbed on the first day.
Really? Yeah, probably would have.
I love that.
I would have robbed you.
Yeah, but you don't have that in 2025 anymore. And that was a lot of joy.
Okay. First Air Jordans. They were. We used to have that game. This is probably before 91, though. This might have been 88. right? But the one that you'd hold to your eyes.
Oh, 3D one.
The 3D one. Yeah. No, not kaleidoscope.
What it's was like, it called?
It was like, it was like, you know, like goggles that you just hold against your face. Your arms would get tired.
It was like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. And, it, dude. And the car.
Boop.
Yeah. And the car would just move between the three lanes. Yeah. Yeah. As you got to level 20 or whatever it was.
The red one was the one with the shark in it.
I don't remember.
Do you remember? The white one was the
car. I had the white one.
Yeah, I had the white one. You could, it was difficult to get the other colours.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a blue one and the red one, but no one, only I knew one guy who had the red one.
Satch, it was, imagine just holding binoculars up.
It was the most and then high-tech gaming.
Yeah, and you press a button on the top of it. Yeah.
That was great.
That was brilliant. I tell you what else was good.
Look at toys now.
Look, yeah.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's, Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit bjs.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
I'll tell you what was good back then as well, radio. Because I remember listening to Chris Tarrant.
Yeah,
In the early, and you know,
two
every
references
morning,
to Chris Tarrant today. Yeah.
Chris Tarrant, and then he got into Bam Bam and Street Boy.
Yeah. Oh,
Bam,
yeah.
That was on the way to secondary school, I used to listen to.
Yeah. Actually, okay.
Me, my brother, and my dad in the car.
It was Chris Tarrant, definitely. I can't believe now.
Yeah.
I worked in radio. I used to record Chris Tarrant's links.
Yeah.
Because I found it amazing that he knew when to stop talking just when the song played. And only when you work in radio, you realise how they did that. And then, but before I got into Bam Bam Street Boy.
Huh?
How did they do that?
that's the gaming thing. What was
Tommy,
it called?
Tommy Tronic.
Tommy Tronic, that's what it was.
3D.
No, the other, it was Steve, what was, you know.
Steve Wright?
No, on Kiss. In the one.
Oh, Penk.
Was it Steve White or Steve Black?
I can't remember.
Was it his
now.
Name?
It was, I can't remember now.
But anyway, he was with Street Boy originally. And then Street Boy moved across
to
Bam Bam. Or you know, or
and then there was Robin Banks.
Oh, yeah, but that was later on there. But breakfast wise. But they used to mix in the morning satch. They used to do vinyl. Yeah. And they'd have a little mix and a little DJ. But yeah, but I think Bam Bam and Street Boy on the radio now. I heard them.
I heard them just today, actually, on the radio today. And I, you know what? I heard his last link. And his last link was just so funny. And just
so this is
it
this
brought me back to what radio was like, where you could just say things.
I've never heard you talk about any radio show like this, and you work on a radio show. But I mean, yeah. Chris Evans' show is inspirational.
Chris Evans is different. It's a different beast.
It is.
But I mean, that, in a weird sort of way, that was kind of us as well about 10 years ago,
and that's why I thought of us.
What, yeah. Inspirational or Bam Bam and Street Boy?
No, Bam Bam. We could say stuff and could kind of get away.
We were always close to the line,
we never crossed the line,
and we were flirting with the edge, and I think that was where the fun was.
Of course, and that's why people liked it.
Well, if you analyze creativity,
I mean, now we don't give a shit.
That's where creativity lies.
Yeah,
it lies on the edge.
Talking of creativity, you know what I found the other day? So obviously, sometimes on my iTunes, I just like to go full random shuffle of everything in my library.
Music, songs wise. Yeah.
You know what came up?
Go on. DJ Wonderbubble.
Tommy's Breakfast Show ARIA entry for the award.
Ah, yeah, the little clip.
And on that, I thought, let me just hear this. And on that, there was that bit where obviously Satch reveals he's got brown bed sheets, which was, I had tears in my eyes on the train.
Yeah,
right? Iconic. And then, do you remember we did that thing which Satch mixed so cleverly? And that was that we did, it was the some sort of sporting event that was happening.
And we did the adverts.
Yes.
Yes.
No, not advert. No, we did the theme tune to that event Because what you did is you asked everyone to, on a voicemail, leave whatever French word they
That's
know.
That's right. And then we made a,
Mixed it in to that Bougie Bougie song.
So this is how it happened. On the radio, people would, I think it was French exams, something like that was going on. And I said,
it was like a football, maybe
it's a French World Cup. Yeah. Right? But then we asked people, what phrases do you remember from school?
Correct.
And it was,
I want to hear that.
Bibliothèque was one, right?
I made a song out of that.
And my phrase was "Je voudrais une tranche de pizza."
That's it.
A slice of tranche was a pizza,
and then Satch was right at the end, and that's how it ended. It was brilliant.
But then over the beat, you were kind of "Je voudrais une tranche de pizza, bibliothèque."
But we turned that around so quickly in the show to get it out, and I thought, "Wow, this is brilliant!" And you know what?
Yeah, so
I think I'm gonna bring it up and put it on social.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna put it.
I'm gonna cut bits of it, and I'm gonna put it on our socials because
I just think cartoons to it.
Put it in the WhatsApp group.
All right, I'll put it in the WhatsApp.
Follow us.
How long is the entry? About 10 minutes.
Well, the full end. About 18 minutes or something like that. But what I'll do is I'll do little bits of it, just like the segments.
So there you go. If you're not following the WhatsApp group, do it now. You can.
That's a great idea. Look at the WhatsApp group.
Look at the Brownlow Instagram page. At the top, it's got links. If you click on the link, it will say "What add to the WhatsApp group." Bang.
We did make some epic shit on the radio.
Yeah, well, we did. What was the thing that you just said? Because you said something else.
We did adverts. It was for their live event. And then we all did it in our own style. So I did it like a
MC. But adverts for Asian Network Live. Coming up on Asian Network Live. You did, didn't you? What was your catching while our news reporter?
Yeah, I did it as the Indian NDTV news reporter.
Brilliant. So anyway, you were saying about creative radio.
Should we get back on radio?
Someone give us a spot.
Don't say that because we have
they
been
are.
Offered.
They are.
We've been offered lots. I'm going to make it very clear so everybody knows. That is the thing. It's actually starting to kind of grate on me now. You get asked the most, when are you going back on the radio? I always get asked it by the sweetest kind of slightly older people as well. Oh, we miss you on the radio. We miss you on the radio. Right? And I'm like, it's never going to happen. But I'll tell you why it's not going to happen is we are now in the Wild West. We are free to say what we want to say, be a bit cheeky. We're not going to upset no one. We don't never want to upset no one.
No.
Right? But we're not in the business of that. We're in the business of just...
Maybe if you're a prick.
But then that's a deserved upset. We're going to get upset someone because you know they're an idiot.
Yeah.
Tim Davey. he's a senior Tim Davey. He's a STD. Yeah. But actually, you were saying about Bam Bam and Street Boy saying that they've got that edge.
Yeah, it just
because I've not heard you talk about radio like that.
Yeah, no, they are a class apart. If you're not listening to Bam Bam Street Boy from 4 o'clock on Kids Street, I'm just going to do an advert for them because I think they're brilliant. It's old school radio. It's all the tunes that you're going to love. It really is old school tunes.
See, for me, and don't get me wrong, I'd love to listen to them.
Yeah,
but I don't like the music on Kids Street anymore.
No.
But they're for their show.
Yeah,
it's just R&B hip hop.
No, but I'm done with that because now as a DJ, I hear that.
Oh yeah, you probably hear it a lot.
I don't want to hear that music. When I get in the car, do you know what I listen to? Talk Sport. That's all I listen to.
Or podcasts.
I'd want to listen to them too. Do you see what I mean?
That. And their links are fun.
The other day, they did. How long does it take you to go and get a chocolate bar from the newsagents across the road? And he had the phone.
Yeah,
on
the
him
phone.
As well. And he's running all the way down. And he's like, "Oh no, I can't find the chocolate bar." And he comes back, and he's just, I love that kind of radio. No one does that kind of radio anymore.
Yeah. And it's the mickey taking of each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And the thing's because they're friends, they can get away with it. They say naughty, cheeky things. And you're right, pushing around. And you know what? I heard them say the word biatch on the radio.
Yeah.
Right? Bam Bam Street Boy. And I was like, oh, they can say that. I thought, actually, yeah, they can. They're appealing to a slightly older market. It's people like me. Yep. It's not, you know, Marlo and Logan aren't listening because it's Kistery. They want capital, you know, whatever. So, and by the way, they love Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Yeah.
They love that breakfast show.
Really?
Yeah. Remember Chris Stark from Mills' show? Scott Mills, on radio. Anyway, but it was, which is, you know, they're a slick production, but the boys are into that. But I think good on them. And hopefully, if radio's got any sense, it should be a bit more Bam Bam and Street Boy.
I worked with Bam Bam for a bit because he was at Virgin Radio.
Yeah. Can I say, though? I'm going to be honest.
Go on.
There he was muted.
Of course he was.
He was toned down.
Yeah, no,
and now he's gone back to firing form.
Because it's that radio of just got to say the song, what you're playing.
Crunch and roll. It's called a crunch and roll.
Imagine now if us three went onto radio. We couldn't be like how we are here.
Well, no, we would have to be.
What do you mean?
Like, we would have to. I mean, other than like the bad language.
Yeah.
I think we'd be exactly like this. But probably more so. Imagine more.
I don't know. But I think, you know, it's easy to let a shit out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy to what?
Let a shit out or a little swear.
Yeah, it is. Okay. But then I think you just, as soon as you go into the studio,
you know.
It's like when you're at a family function, you know you're not going to be effing and blinding. No. You just kind of change gear. But I tell you what we could do. We would play a lot more games. You know, we'd have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no fun in radio anymore. Yeah, That's the bit that I think people miss.
No, because everyone's become serious. Everyone's an influencer. Everyone's telling you how to live your life.
Do this
and do that and motivate you this. Shut up.
I'll say it very honestly. Like, you know, we do this podcast and I did that, you know, the Tommy Sandu podcast for a bit, which I thought, because I went through all my shit with you. You know, there you go, I did it again. Because I went through all the shit.
And sacked off the radio.
And sacked, that's why, right? Yeah, when Kedge was the only one that swore on the radio.
Twice.
Exactly.
Twice.
Is he fucking on? I'm looking at him going, your mic is on.
He
goes, and then he just pulls his headphones off and goes, is it effing on? I'm like, no! Oh, funny. That's probably one of my most funniest moments of my life, kids, when that happened. Put the clip of that up.
I wish we had that clip.
Someone's got to have it somewhere, man.
But
I did the kind of the mental health podcast. Let's talk about our feelings. Let's all talk about our feelings. And I realized nobody listened. Honestly, nobody listened because people don't want that. The best way to forget your worries is to just come into the Brownlow world. It's like when I do the comedy shows.
Yeah.
It's brilliant because people are like, good. I just needed to not think about normal life for a bit. Be ridiculous. Be outrageous.
We need someone to go around being a binfluencer.
Binable. Oh, I love that.
Bin the influence.
Yeah, binfluencer. Because you're all shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's brilliant. No one gives a shit what you're saying, mate.
It's a bit like what you were saying a few weeks ago when you went on the podcast that if you're going to be online saying anything about anything, you need to have a sort of a certain level.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? Same thing now. If you're going to be influencing that thing, then you got to know.
It's a good name, isn't it? Binfluencer. I like that.
Yeah, binfluence. Yeah. All
right. Well, I'll tell you where we are going to influence.
Chinfluence. You just chin them. You just smack them right in the chin.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, certainly where we are going to influence them is the things we've watched, things we've seen, maybe things we've heard this week, because there's a lot.
Can I go first?
Go on.
So obviously I spoke
excited.
About what you mean, obviously I spoke about Michael Barrymore on TikTok. Brilliant.
So
if you're on TikTok, definitely watch him.
Yeah.
The thing I saw was The Greatest Showman.
Oh, I love that. That is a classic.
Oh, those songs.
I'm surprised you watched that.
Yeah, that's not your kind of
thing. A million dreams are passing me away.
Mate, you got the wrong one.
The Greatest Showman.
What's The Greatest Showman?
Matchroom, The Greatest Showman.
Who?
Matchroom, The Greatest Showman. Have you not seen it? It's on Netflix. It's all over Netflix.
Matchroom.
Oh, is that the boxing one?
The Eddie Hearn and Barry Hearn thing.
I've seen that.
It's called The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, it's called Matchroom, The Greatest Showman. Showman.
Okay. Have you seen the Disney film?
Who watches that?
There's no chance he's seen that.
Bro, that's like an English Bollywood film.
I ain't going to lie, I cried. I watched the live circus version. I cried in that as well.
Was there maths in it?
Huh?
Was there maths
in it? There was year eight-year-old man.
You didn't understand it.
What's wrong with me? But The Greatest Showman is great. It really is one of my favourites. But go on.
Matchroom, The Greatest Showman. The whole story behind how their whole organisation is run from boxing to darts to snooker to
the Hearn family.
Fishing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Incredible. Yeah. There's so much to learn from what they've done and what they're rich and how they're now they're in the phase of like, you know, an extra shit. So they've sold the company to the Saudi Sheikh.
Yeah.
You see all of that. Yeah. Turkey Al Sheikh. You see all of that in it. And it's honestly, it's so good.
Wow.
Please watch it.
I went to university with Eddie Hearn's sister, Katie Hearn.
All right.
We've got quite regular, never like friends, like one-on-one friends.
Brentwood.
Yeah, no, in Bournemouth. Degree.
They're from Brentwood,
she was like the fellow Essex. And actually, so very lovely. And then, Barry Hearn was the man.
Yeah,
And so everyone knew, oh, that's Barry Hearn's daughter. But she was like, oh, all right, how's it going? Yeah, like on a level. And actually, I think that's why Eddie's made it work.
If you're into sort of business, yeah. Any sporting kind of stuff, and the behind the scenes fly on the wall kind of stuff, it's a
sounds
great,
like the WWE great. One.
Yeah, but I think this is more relatable because it's British, and yeah. the WWE one's still a bit American. Do you know what I mean? This is like us. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the other thing I saw, because obviously I like watching stuff about people, if you kind of see from my recommendations.
Like CCTV of just people walking down the road.
Yeah. No, programs about people that are, I think are interesting.
Go on.
The Victoria Beckham series.
I watched that.
Three episodes.
What?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Do you know what? It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was good. I knew nothing about it. And I feel...
What, with David in it?
David's in it as well. He's in bits.
Oh, so it's all about her?
It's all about her.
Yeah. What were you going to watch that?
Do you know what? It was very interesting. Again, I knew nothing about her.
I don't care enough for her.
I saw it advertised everywhere.
Don't get me wrong. It kept popping up on
the... Out of all the things you could have watched, you picked Victoria Beckham's
life. Because do you know what? I like knowing about people. She's a very successful person. You can't deny that. Yeah, in the Spice Girls, that was... no one's done stuff like that.
The
fashion stuff. That's not my kind of thing, but it was interesting, like the story behind it and, how she kind of got there and stuff. It was good. And I think the biggest takeaway for me from it is just people hated her for no reason, I felt and it was quite sad to see. Do you know what I mean? I was just like,
and you saw her hurt because she was always so stern faced. They just thought she was a bit of a goodie.
She
goes, I'm just quite shy.
I'm just shy. Yeah. Do you know what? In the weirdest sort of way, when people say that to me, you're grumpy. I'm like, do you know what? I'm really not.
You're just minimal.
I'm just minimal. Yeah.
You're like, you're cool.
And I kind of related to her on that kind of level. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because people always say to me, oh, you're like very, what's it? Like you've just got like a bit of a resting bitch face. But that's just...
That's South London as well.
It's just me. Like,
posh thatch.
So when's your fashion line coming out?
Yeah.
Spicy
thatch.
One day.
Oh, yeah?
One day.
What would you do?
Hoodies.
I've got a fashion idea.
Hoodies.
You've said your fashion idea.
Which one? The TS.
The Darkestein.
Man, I'm so crap. I thought that's my big secret.
No, you've said it about six times. Yeah.
8-year-old maths. It's 8-year-old maths. I'm just not very good at
it. Can we talk about the one thing that everyone's been watching? And that is that trailer for Michael Jackson's film that's coming out next year.
Yep.
What's it called? Michael, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Michael.
Yep. Now, what's interesting about
it. I saw it.
Because when it came up, I thought, surely this is an old trailer.
Because oh, no. I knew it was coming.
Oh, I didn't know.
What about the trailer?
That as well. It's his nephew.
I feel it coming. That's
the wrong singer.
That's very much in a Michael Jackson style.
It could be, yeah.
You don't ever wonder why. I always thought that. Anyway, when the trailer came up, I thought, they can't be making another Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary. What would you call
it? No, this is a
biopic.
Yeah, it's acting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like from the makers of the Freddie Mercury one.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Like The Greatest Showman. That's not just me relating it, right? The film.
Which one?
The film, right?
I've never seen it.
But like, and the Freddie Mercury one, and now this Michael Jackson one. As soon as the trailer plays 2 seconds in, I'm flipping hooked.
Yeah.
That's like the Luther Vandross one I saw recently.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right. Brilliant. Right. Or you've seen it or the trailer.
The actual documentary. I've seen
brilliant.
It.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it?
No. Tommy, I want to watch it.
We need to see that one.
But
it's so good.
It's like the way it's called.
Yeah, mate.
A man who changed 1,000.
I was in.
Like, what? You know, like, you're like.
And watch it on the big screen, like if you watch it on the telly, it's just so good.
But this is.
And he looks like him as well, doesn't it?
He looks like him, yeah.
This is a life story.
Well, yeah, and apparently his daughter's a little bit sort of like, oh, pissed. I didn't really, yeah, she was a bit annoyed and like, oh, I didn't really co-sign this whole thing, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she goes, oh, the fans are going to love it, so it's fine. And so I think it doesn't really go on.
She didn't get a cut, basically.
Well, I don't know.
Or didn't get an involvement. But then I remember Will Smith saying about King Richard?
Yeah.
The Serena Williams thing. That probably the hardest thing was keeping the family sweet.
Happy.
Yeah, because you're going, we're going to do it. Like, well, that's not right. We don't want dad portrayed like that. Yeah. He's got to be more like this. And then trying to balance out the kind of, is he a really strict father, overbearing, over-controlling, or is he actually motivational? Does he love his daughters or what? All of that. So you're right. But you imagine you're having a life story made on you. Mm. You're like, well, I don't probably. It wasn't really like that. Like,
yeah, it wasn't
but this,
really.
But this will look a lot better. This is a way of doing it.
Yeah.
But those little Michael Jackson moments and the little body poses.
Well, the biggest thing to come out of that trailer is, and this debunks one of your things you've learned. So we're going to have to go back in time now.
Whose thing?
Yours.
Me, Tommy.
Yeah.
Go on, you're coming with attitude, bro.
I am.
Yeah, let's see it. Go. What you got?
I am. Yeah, we have to find the episode. We're going to have to put some sort of disclaimer on it.
Someone will find it and send it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tommy once told us that in you want to be started something. What is that? And you said it's not Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kusa, Mama say, Mama sa. You said, oh, it's this. And you came up with these English words or something like that.
Right.
And actually, in the trailer, watch it again. There's a yellow post-it and the words are Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kusa.
So it was actually like gobbledygook.
Yes.
It's Sanskrit.
I don't know if it's Sanskrit, but yeah. but it's not what you came up with.
Tere mamme se mama sa, tere mamme tha, agar aapka mama nahi tha.
But basically, what you got, you got something from the internet where, again, what you Satch was saying is we weren't using our brains and we just said something because people were saying it on their Instagram. And it was wrong. So there we go.
It's like your mama's drunk and you're going to, what's your mama saying? Mama saying, what? What are you saying, mama? It's like mama's gone. Yeah. Mama's gone.
There
bargain.
We go. So brilliant. I'm glad that's been clarified at last. Now, all those people who go, oh, you know, at parties, it's like, oh, yeah, you know that beat, you know, don't stop me. Well, it's not.
Okay, right. Okay.
So I just thought I had to clarify that because I think that's a big thing.
Then let's clarify. We'll have to look. I'm going to do some homework and I'll be back with it. Yeah. We should go and watch it, by the way. We should go watch it in the cinema.
Oh, yeah, we should, absolutely.
Let's go watch it on proper surround sound.
Big also, speakers. Something to look out for as well, because I saw it today. Gurinder Chatter's got a new film coming out.
Yes,
oh, it's out. It's
Christmas Karma.
Yeah, Christmas Karma. Mm. Loads of people in it. Satch, don't make that face. Don't make that face yet. No. But it's got Boy George in it. It's got a whole heap of stars.
It's got Kunal...
Naya.
Yeah. Naya. Naya from Big Bang.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
4.2 million followers on Instagram.
Why do you know that?
Just because...
He stalks him.
Yeah.
And I've seen that Grinda's been popping up on interviews and doing the rounds
as
well.
Yeah, she was in today and everything. And you know what? She was I think Gurinder Chatter, I think she has got some sort of MBE or something, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, She is
flying that flag for the Asian community.
She's that
like
girl.
By a country mile. I'm not, it's so difficult. For her to make this movie, right? She had the story, she couldn't get the funding for it. She went to so many people and everyone thought it was rubbish. And then. Sad behave. And then she bumped into someone who said, oh, you know what, they'll fund the movie, blah blah blah. They met these people who like sought funding out for independent filmmakers.
Right.
So she bumped into these two girls or something like that in France. So they gave some money, but again, she was 2 million short still. Then she went last Christmas, she had to go and do some
I
Christmas.
Gave you my heart.
Yeah, and then she well
money.
We'll go there in a minute. Remember that. Yeah. Hold that for.
Mug
hold that.
Oi, don't.
Hold that for. Hold
there.
That for a minute.
There.
Banger, bro.
I would need to talk about it. But then she went to do some. She had to do a reading last Christmas at some service in a church, and she said to make the raffle a bit more exciting. She said, "I'll promise. One of the prizes was that you're going to get a part in my film, a walk-on part." All of a sudden, they raise a lot of money, and then the guy who was organising this service says, "You know what, Gurinder. We'll give you the rest of the money." And that's how she got the money for the film together. And that's why we finally have this film, The Christmas Karma. Look how hard it is. My girl's been struggling for years to get this film up. And I just think, you know what? As Asians, we need to go and support that. We need to be like really sort of going, we should be proud of that because it's so hard. Look at how the problem
I'm surprised it popped up on your algorithm, mate.
No. Because she was on Chris Evans' breakfast show.
No, so she's not. She's.
But what I'm trying to say is and what we're going to remember is, the journey is three times as harder when you're Asian. And that's the thing. If you're a white director...
Because you're wearing sandals. Because it's harder to walk in
sandals. Yeah, but you're a white director. You're flying. People are...
I don't think that's true, actually.
I don't think that's true.
I really... Honestly...
I don't think that's true.
I think that's a lot...
I think the journey is a much harder path. Oh, it's a well-trodden path.
I think things have changed, Kej. It's not like that. If you want... You make your own journey.
No, it's not that.
No, make your own journey. That's fine. She has made her own journey. But what I'm trying to say is look how hard it is for someone who has created a film, which I did not know this, but Bandila Beckham has been translated into every single country in the world.
Yeah, I know. I can believe that.
So
it's a monster hit.
Yeah. That not only did that, but then created the WSL League in this country. Every single lioness has credited Bandila Beckham as the reason why they ended up playing
That's
professional
great.
Football. Like, it's incredible what she has done. I'm not saying that, but what I'm trying to say is it's so much harder for her to get that recognition. And she should be making films for jokes after that.
No, you're right. I think that it is hard to make films themed in a British Asian way because people are going to always say, oh, it's niche and how's it going to have mass appeal? And she's putting a bit of a desi twist on.
But her thing is her film's always about prejudice and it's always about, you know, it's that kind of, I love what she does and equality and all that, but that should not be a stumbling block for her to be making films.
But then what I'm saying is, if you're a black filmmaker, you're facing issues. If you're a mainstream, gorda as you like, white person, you're going to also have issues, because then we're like, oh, well, you're just like everybody else. What's your niche? What's your different spin on things? So I think it's tough for everyone out there in their own way.
I'm not saying it's not tough. Agree. All I'm saying is, I bet you there would have been directors at the same time as her, at the same time, and now they have gone much further ahead compared to where she is.
Yeah, but Kesh, that happens in all walks, like in any every industry.
Okay.
Yeah, but then maybe...
For all kinds of people.
Like, did I tell you?
Look how hard Tommy has had to work, even when we were at the BBC, to even get onto the one show.
Yeah.
Right? He is like, and then all of a sudden, this Roland Kemp is on every channel I turn on, he's on everything.
But sometimes it's just time and place. We know that as well. You see, you can't just say, I'm better than that person. It don't work like that.
He had the Capital FM breakfast show.
Of course. Well, what did he have before that? He had nothing.
No, of course he had. Well, he had a famous dad.
There you go.
But also, I've got to say this, Roman's very good.
So does Tommy.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's infamous. He's slightly different. But things I talk about old school, though, you know, about radio and all that. What did you say? You said, Victoria Beckham. Mm. And then you were saying about throwback to your Greenwich Chatter. Right, yeah. I'm taking it back to something that I saw, which is a bit old school as well. It's a bit of an old school theme. I saw The Gladiators. Live.
So
it wasn't a TV show.
Where was that?
At the O2. They did a live weekend. A couple of shows.
What? So weren't filmed?
No, it wasn't filmed. It was just a live version. They pulled out some of the best contestants from over the series.
Nice.
And actually, one of them was Dev. One of them was a lady in a headscarf as well, who was also awesome. But there were a couple of Desis. But they had a nice little mix. And they had all of their kind of new gladiators there. And you realise, because you could see them a lot more kind of up close, how flipping massive some of them are. Because a couple of the female gladiators are like six foot tall.
Wow.
But what it did make me realise, on a little side note, is that my kids don't watch. They watch it now and then.
Yeah, when it's not. It's not
they
really
got their phones. They got their iPads. They're on PlayStation. They're on. And they're looking around. I'm going, look at this. And I make them watch Ninja Warrior. I'm like, you gotta see Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Right? But the gladiators.
They don't care,
though. Yeah. But actually, they were wrapped into it, and all these other kids that we were there, because we went Logan's school friends as well and their parents, and everyone was just super into it. But tell you what it was, it's old school entertainment. Come out to Bam Bam Street Boy, everything we're talking about today. Yeah. It was just like, who's ready for a good time? Hooray!
Love what? That.
And bring out the venom, the beast, the this.
It's funny you say old school entertainment, because I went to see something last night, actually, which was new school entertainment, and that's this Baller League. Have you heard of that?
Baller League.
Is it five-a-side?
Yeah, the football thing, which is indoors in the Copper Box Arena. One of my mates wanted to go.
Those are all big ex-names.
Yeah, so it's like John Terry's got a team, Ian Wright's managing a team, Mika Richards and Sturridge have got a team.
Okay, good.
Idris Elba was there last night like a steel band in the stands. Honestly, it was really good.
I see, but again, what it is, that's old school entertainment as well.
And it's like, it's put on by this KSI fella and like this Nico guy.
I could not
believe people were going wild for these people.
They've got a massive following.
Unbelievable.
Massive
following. And it was literally like, just as you said with, you know, gladiators, like, you know, the whole kind of, they were coming out and people from the stands were losing their shit. Like, you know, like they were just wowed by them being there.
Because
that's the new gladiator.
That is a new gladiator. Right. And I've got to say, do you know what? Hats off to them. It was really good. I didn't know what to expect. Tickets were only 15 quid. I thought, what's this going to be like? Let's go and have a look at it. Honestly, I thought it's great. And then I logged on to that because I know it's streamed. The whole thing streamed on YouTube. 100,000 viewers at that time.
Wow. I tell you what's nice about that is that it's £15 a ticket.
£15 a ticket.
Is that all tickets? See, I'm glad.
All ticket anywhere. You can sit
good.
Anywhere.
I'm so glad. Yeah. I'd rather they do that than these stupid £100, £200
tickets. Honestly, it was brilliant.
No, but no one can go to that.
Just one more thing, seeing as we're wrapping up things with what.
Oh, no, I've got plenty.
I'm going to give you one more then. Two more things. Mobland, finish that.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. You've got to watch that. Tommy, you need to get onto that.
Tommy don't get a chance to watch that.
Why don't I?
No, but if you're on a long train journey or anything.
Yeah, tomorrow,
you need
Manchester.
Tommy, download that and watch that. Honestly, it's so good. Piers Brosnan and Helen Mirren in it. Incredible. And Tom Hardy's in it as well. Wicked.
Oh, I love Tom Hardy.
Gangsters.
Everything he does.
And the thing that I'm listening to at the moment, Piers Morgan.
Talking to Ronaldo.
Woke is Dead, the new book.
Okay.
It's good.
I did his other book, which is about woke.
Yeah, so this is now Woke is Dead.
It's dead now.
It's the opposite of what... It's good.
He's bright.
I'm about halfway
through. He's articulate. He's triggering, so he'll get you going, get you thinking.
It's making me go for longer walks.
Good.
Wow. Because I'm like, this good is good. Stuff. This is good.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He spoke to Michael Jackson, and that clip got lost, but they found it again now, and he's basically he's got Michael Jackson talking about how, you know, like he goes there was nothing wrong with him. He just goes, he was just absolutely just doing all of his best he could for children around the world and raising money, blah blah blah. And he's got all of this massive conversation, which is unbelievable if you hear it. But
I've been hearing the clips with him and Ronaldo. So he's
they got a funny relationship. But,
yeah, exactly. And he goes, because he was going, who's more famous? Is it Ronaldo or somebody else? But somebody who's good. Is it David Beckham? No. He goes, David Beckham in the face, yes, but my body, perfecto.
Ronaldo's a bit of a weirdo when you watch that. But you just think, a bit strange.
And I like him. I really like him.
Yeah, no, I think he's good, but some of the things he says is weird. And what you said about, you know, him having weird relationships with people, like, you know, with Ronaldo, you see it in the interviews, so that's a bit awkward. But he talks a lot about Trump in the book and how they, you know, they keep falling out, and then he calls him out of the blue and they become mates again. It's really interesting for that. You're like, this is the president of the United States. Yeah. Just bells him up for a chat about after they've had a massive public falling out and stuff like that. It's really interesting.
They respect him.
Yeah. All right, so two things from me then. Firstly, we haven't mentioned the other massive cultural moment in the UK that happened on Saturday night. Satch will probably know of her because she's in EastEnders. Balvinder Sopal.
Mm.
She performed on Strictly
to
Ed Sheeran's Sapphire.
Sapphire, yeah.
There was a door player there. It was brilliant. It was so good, and the judges were loving it as well. And I thought, you know what? Well done again. Just thanks to Ed Sheeran, he's bringing the Asian culture into more spaces.
Balé Sheeran,
So there was that, and a new show that just started on Apple TV on Monday. Pluribus.
Did you think the performance was good, by the way?
Yeah, I
think that means he didn't. I thought it was good. I saw a bit of her doing Bhangra, and I thought that was a proper bit of Bhangra.
Yeah, she was doing a bit of Gidda moves and
everything
like that.
Yeah,
I think it was all right. Seemed better.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what more she could have done. I mean, for the Gora to learn all those moves.
No, but that's what I mean. do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, you know, my wife's proper name is Balvinder. Right. So every now and then I'm going to go, coming up next, performing the tango, it's Balvinder. I have a little moment to myself. Okay,
why Bin then?
Binny, nickname. Oh, you know, like, okay. you know what Punjabis are like.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
We've got Tommy out of Navraj.
Yeah, that's true. And then, like I said, on Apple TV, Pluribus. Pluribus.
Pubibus.
Pluribus.
Pluribus.
Yeah, it's a Latin word, actually.
Pood your bus.
Yeah.
All, everything, together.
Pood on your bus.
Pluri.
You might like it. It's a bit science fiction. It's a bit futuristic. It's post-apocalyptic. I think it's... Did you watch...
Barney Pluribus.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I love Breaking
Bad. It's from the same people.
Breaking
Under Bad. So watch that.
Kenji's just dyslexic. Just misunderstanding. Oh, it's not Barney Pluribus. It's not Breaking Under Bad. Yeah. No. Okay, no, I will. On Apple, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I've got that.
Only two episodes so far they've released.
I need to do that. I need to do White Rabbit.
You've got to do... Oh, why? I finished White Rabbit. Yeah. Black Rabbit,
yeah.
Yeah.
A White Lotus, Series 3. All the colours. Brown Load from last week.
Right, things we've learned.
Things we have learned. Well, how are you smarter this week?
Are we there, then?
I am going to go with mine because mine is ready to go. And that is lights. The lamp lights by the River Thames.
Yeah.
I saw one which had a plaque next to it.
Right.
And basically the lamps right by the River Thames, right by which is now all the famous sort of hotels and big snazzy buildings, like St. Paul's isn't far away, you know, all that kind of like oldie worldy proper London, that they had gas lamps.
Mm.
Why?
Go on.
Because it stunk or touchy so bad from the sewage of the area that the gas lamps would burn the smell of the touchy and sewage. As it came in. So as the smells would float up, they go past these gas lamps, gets burnt away, and then the residents who are living above in the houses, in the flats, in all the apartments, wouldn't smell it. And I'm like, look at that. So like gas lamp to light it and also to serve a purpose as to take away the smell of dirty. And they were they're known as... what's
dirty light.
No, they're known as, the fart lamp destroyers. Right, that's what they're known as. And it was a gas lamp that burned away the sewage and poo smells. I'd have thought, look at that. You wouldn't know it now. You think lamps are just lamps and all that. But it had a purpose back then as well. Sort of trivia for
my one is, Tommy, get your little finger out. Okay, and if I did that, what's that?
Pinky promise.
Yes.
Pinky Promise.
Right, Pinky Promise.
Pinky Bin.
It's Punjabi.
No.
Oh, I thought it was the first one to know it was Pinky.
Japan, where it was called Yubikiri, which literally means finger.
You call me
cut.
An ant?
Yeah, Yubikiri.
Yubikiri. You call me an ant?
I be a babu. Babu is another word
but
for it.
It translates as finger cut off. Do you know why? Because it meant
Yubikiri.
You had to cut your pinky finger if you broke the promise.
Oh.
That was a commitment.
So that was like father. That was Pinky the full commitment to it. And over time and tradition, it spread across the world and softened into what we know today, a sweet gesture of loyalty and honesty.
Pinky promise.
Dinky promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to cut it off.
Let's not do that.
Come on, bro. Swear. Dinky promise. And your mate looks at you and goes, what does that mean? I've had a pinky promise. Under your trousers. Dinky promise.
I saw East is East again. And then you know when you
Winky. Tickle, tickle, Dinky, winky promise.
Tickle, tickle.
Oh, tickle.
So see.
Oh, so did I tell you the other thing, who I met?
From go on.
The other person I met in the changing room?
No.
From East is East.
Who?
No. From West is West.
Oh, go
sequel.
On. Who was it? I don't
the young Sajid. You know, because in West is West, Sajid grows up to be...
I forgot what I forgot who he was.
So East is East. He's, you know, tickle, tackle. Yeah, and the Parker. Yeah.
Then
he,
the Parker.
And I loved West is West. And I remember going on about it on the radio, and then people watched it and went, it's nowhere near as good enough. My wife said it.
Was West is West when they go to Pakistan?
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved it because it was in the bit. No, what? That's the film.
Did.
Bruv, it was brilliant. I think I really loved looking at the bend. That's what it was, right?
I think I'm going to be.
You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch on YouTube if you want, for hours.
Bro. That film, I thought that film was better. I'll tell you why. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't enjoy the kind of the dark side of East is East.
Yeah, East is East is brilliant.
Yeah, that's what Binny says. My wife says, right? But West is West. Like, well, but anyway, little Sajid, who was in the sequel, and he goes off to, and he was recently on that.
How did you recognise him?
So he walks into the change room, right? And I'm sat there with my back turned to him. He was on the show, don't forget, when West is West came out.
Oh, okay.
Right? So he's been on.
I wouldn't even
as a 16, 17 year old. So he walks in and he's chatting away to his mate and he's talking in his like Leeds accent, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's going, bro, I'm going to eat a big plate of meat. That's what I'm going to eat. Yeah. And without him turning, I go, smash a plate of lamb chops for me, bro. Right? Yeah. I just said it out loud. And he goes, bro, you can't get lamb chops in London. He goes, the best lamb. And as I turned around, he went, who is you from the radio?
Oh,
it's you from radio.
He remembered you.
Yeah. And I went, Saj. And then I remember his name is Aki. He went, yeah, it's Aki. So we said hello. We caught up. And he said he's doing 3 or 4 films, doing some shows on the radio as well. So there you go.
See what I mean? He's doing 3 or 4 films. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
The journey is harder.
It is hard. Right. It is hard, yeah. But anyway, so sorry, I don't know how we got to that.
Okay. The thing I learned. Cool. Yeah. Seeing as you went to Japan, Kej.
Yeah.
I'm going to go China.
Okay.
And it's about.
Yeah.
Their cups, so Chinese teacups.
Oh,
Chinese teacups.
Go on.
Don't have a handle on them.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, a bit like our masala chai.
Yeah.
Thing
Why?
Mate, does your hand around the cup add
Bring
to
you
the
closer
warmth? Add to the warmth. Like, are you an insulation?
No, they're all about like minimalism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the thing that they said is, if the cup is too hot to hold, the tea's too hot to drink.
Oh,
should drink
good.
It.
That's a good point.
Oh, see, now I think there's many people that wouldn't agree with that, because I know people that drink searingly hot tea. That would just like,
yeah,
you
but
know,
then you can't pick up the bloody thing.
No, but you know, some people like I
do like it quite hot.
No, I see. I need to wait for tea to cool down, and I want to have a gulp of it because I love the taste.
Masala
of it.
Chai when it's hot is lovely.
But I see people like they literally them come out the saucepan. Bang in, and they're like, "Yep, oh yeah, I love it."
But yeah, that's the reason behind it. I thought, you know what, incredible. That makes sense.
No
that's
handles.
Why
makes
there's
sense.
No handles makes on sense. It. Makes yeah.
sense. Too hot to touch. So all this kind of Starbucks, like and Costa, saying put the little foam thing, not
no,
foam,
but that's
cardboard
different
thing around
you
it.
You've got to remember that's all in like paper cups no, and stuff.
But
it's different.
Yeah, but technically, the Chinese would be like, then that means that's too hot to drink. If you need,
but I think in a paper cup is always going to be hot.
Yeah, maybe
for ages. Yeah. In a ceramics, a bit different,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but surely heat induction is higher in a in ceramics than it is over cardboard.
Are you trying to give us the lessons
get
in science, or
bro? Yeah, exactly.
£1.12
equals 12. all right, we're done. Next week,
well, look, it's longer. There you go, everyone. 15 minutes. More.
Hour and 15, extra time, and we're going to put that clip up on the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Of the ARIA entry.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't. Even, ARIA's is like the radio industry awards
Oscars.
Kind of thing. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Oscars.
Yeah,
Oscars
yeah
radio,
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So
we were the first.
We got
the first Asian breakfast show to be nominated. rated in that category.
Yeah.
With all the big heavyweights. Chris Moores,
Pollen,
Chris Evans.
Pollen Countdown.
Yeah.
Is in there.
Pollen
that was all long as well. Remember, they didn't want to take me up to the awards. There was a big hoo-ha about that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
thought about that now?
Oh, I forgot about that. So they didn't want to take Seth because he was a freelancer.
Because I didn't work there anymore, even though they called me back.
Do you remember Audi?
Yeah.
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 So I rung the Audi guys.
Yeah, and that's why we rolled in those cars.
Audi, how lovely is this? Audi in Leeds just gave us four cars for the night.
Big ones.
And like it was a Q7 and they sent drivers because we were not able to drive. Yeah. Well, you could have, Satch, but they sent drivers for their car, for the insurance stuff. But then they just took us to the awards and back. And it was sports cars.
That was pretty cool, wasn't
that
it?
That was cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. Yeah.
Look at that. There you
we had a big night.
Yeah.
We had a big night.
We had a very good night. I loved it. It was good times. Sad times now. Very sad times. But you're not here next week.
No, you'll hear about it the week after.
Okay.
Okay.
And so we're either going to get a substitute or it might just be me and Kedge or we'll work out
we'll
something.
We'll figure it out.
But either way,
maybe AI.
There will be a podcast. Maybe L.
Yeah.
You know what? That surely isn't far away. We can just go, bruv, I was going to talk about bottled water, masala tea and phones. Yeah. Put me in the podcast.
Put it in Satch's voice.
Yeah. Put it in Satch's voice, put Kedge's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's go. And but make can you correct Tommy's maths, please? ChatGPT, thanks, that'd be great. Right, until next week, and you in a couple of weeks. Satch, have a good one. See you later.
Later.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.